This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A coalition of tribes and Western conservationists are working to protect more public lands before the November presidential election. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
On Tuesday, the coalition was joined by members of Congress in front of the U.S. Capitol. They called on the Biden administration to expand and designate more national monuments, which are permanently protected lands. That includes creating the Basawabi Swamp Cedars National Monument in Nevada, the Dolores Canyons National Monument in Colorado, and several in California, such as the Quitson National Monument. Here's Councilman Donald Medart of the Fort Yuma Quitson Indian Tribe.
This is our history book. To be able to go out into the desert to show my children and to show other tribal members and community members, this is who the Quitson people are. This is where we came from. These are lands that we traverse. These are what our songs talk about. And it gives it that much more meaning to our people.
In all, the coalition is pushing for 11 new or expanded protected lands. The group presented a petition of more than 800,000 signatures in support of their efforts. For National Native News, I'm Caleb Radel.
The lieutenant governor of Minnesota, who's Native American, is traveling to several states to try to help President Joe Biden's re-election bid. Chuck Kornbach of station WUWM in Milwaukee reports on the efforts of Peggy Flanagan.
Flanagan is a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe and has served as Minnesota's lieutenant governor since 2019. This year, with Minnesota considered safe political territory for Joe Biden, Flanagan, a member of the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, has been traveling to swing states to campaign for Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Last weekend, Flanagan spoke in Wisconsin. She says, for one thing, she believes in the Biden-Harris ticket.
But two is because, as a Native woman, it is my responsibility to make sure that I am caring for my community, but also ensuring that we are strong into the future. I'm a mom of an 11-year-old girl, and I want her to know that voting is a tradition in our family. It's how we show up for each other. It's how we actively care for each other.
Flanagan says President Biden has brought billions of dollars in federal money to Indian country and has a record of standing up for tribal families.
The compassion with which he has approached a lot of these issues around boarding schools and the federal boarding school system, shining a light on that has been incredibly powerful. You know, he fought to uphold the Indian Child Welfare Act before the Supreme Court and won, which I think many of us were holding our breath and were so relieved that that was protected.
And Flanagan says Biden chose Native American Deb Haaland as Interior Secretary. But as NPR has reported, Republicans hope Donald Trump can win votes among tribes with promises of improving schools, job creation, and safe communities. For National Native News, I'm Chuck Kornbach.
Judge Sarah Hill, a citizen of the Cherokee Nation, was ceremonially sworn in to the federal bench in Tulsa, Oklahoma last week. The Cherokee Phoenix reports, among a crowd of nearly 200 people, Hill was welcomed as a new judge for the Northern District of Oklahoma. Hill's the former Attorney General of the Cherokee Nation and made history with her confirmation in December. She's the first female Native American federal judge in Oklahoma. Tribes and national Native organizations say Hill brings a critical perspective and deep knowledge of federal Indian law. There are 39 federally recognized tribes in the state. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribalrelations.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.